Hi, this is Manufacturers Make Strides, Episode 6, Reducing Variation in Your Manufacturing Process. And I'm your host, Martin Griffiths, helping manufacturers solve problems since 2009, bringing you the tools and techniques to work smarter, not harder. And in this episode, we'll discuss how to reduce variation in your manufacturing process. Variation in your manufacturing process really is a signifier that you haven't got it under control, and the risk of that is that you are either, if you haven't got a very good kind of quality process, you could end up sending bad stuff to your customers. If you have got a good process for stopping stuff, it means you're just piling up lots of rework basically. Things aren't going to go through your standard processes and it's going to be really expensive. So reducing variation is a really good step to get to on the way of improving your production efficiency. So I think there are five steps that you can go through to reduce the variation. So we're going to go through that in the video today. So number one is to quantify what the effects are that the variation is causing. You know, like we said before, are those things getting through to your customers and the customers are returning their products? If so, what's the cost of that? What's the value of that? Is it in the cost of the rework? Once you understand what it costs, then when you embark on a project to reduce a variation, you know, which is going to have costs itself and will have consequences in the manufacturing process, you've got something to justify the return on investment that you'll get from going about reducing variation in your process. Number two is to look at the materials coming into your factory. This is often the number one cause of variation in your manufacturing process. So are your material suppliers subject to strict quality controls and inspections? That's number one. Number two is, do you have multiple suppliers? And if you do, you know, that's a sensible thing, because if you don't want to be completely reliant on one supplier, but are the quality of the materials or the consistency of the materials coming from both suppliers the same? Is one slightly better than the other? Investigate into that and see, are you getting consistent materials into your process? That's going to be key to ensuring you get good quality out of your manufacturing process. Number three is the process itself. Do you have a standard repeatable manufacturing process with kind of fixed identified stages and gates that everything goes through the same way? So, you know, so if it happened today on the day shift versus tomorrow on the night shift, is that material going to go through the same process? That's key to making sure you get consistent and low variation products out of your factory. Number four is to identify some measurements that will be signifiers of low variation in your products. So it could be, measuring diameters, sizes, electrical measurements, surface finishes, things like that. What are the key measurements that you could take during the process to signify whether your process is under control or not? Sometimes this is called statistical process control. If you trend the performance within an upper and a lower limit, if you see the trend going towards one of the extremes, you know that something's happening to push that process towards higher variation, and it's a trigger to go and do something about it. So taking measurements is key to understand how well you're doing. And then number five is to monitor it. So you may have lots of detailed measurements, but identify a few high-level KPIs, whether that be that will help you identify key trends in your manufacturing process that will tell you whether you're on track to having low variation And that might be the results of the functional tests at the end of your production line. It might be a key measurement of the materials coming in, but just identify two or three of those which you think have the biggest impact. Track those over time, and that will tell you whatever things that you implement, if they're on track to make any improvements. So this episode was about how to reduce variation in the manufacturing process. And the key takeaways from today's show were to quantify the effects, focus on the materials, identify some key measurements, and then monitor and track your KPIs. Thanks a lot for listening to this week's episode of Manufacturers Make Strides. And for more tips on how to work smarter, not harder within your manufacturing career, or if you'd like to reach out to us, visit our website at metasautomation.co.uk. Until next time.